Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Time is here. Actually, the time is kind of short. We've got some really good sound bites this week. I think kind of four home runs, if you ask me. And they're going to take a little time to play. That's what we're going to do first. We're going to play the Issues Etc. soundbite candidates for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we want to hear from you. That's how Issues Etc. soundbite of the week works. You listen, then you vote for which of these you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'd like to know where you're listening, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. And the best vote this week, as usual, gets the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. Pastor Jeremy Rohde, on God's will and Scripture alone.
It's specifically in this question of discerning God's will that you see that sola scriptura isn't just a doctrine for running up a flagpole and giving a salute, that this is a matter of everyday life because it sets you free from this binding, enslaving, false teaching that God has an individual will for your life. In fact, it demarks the gift of God's revealed will. It says this is where it starts and this is where it stops. And it also then demarks the gift of freedom that God gives to us. That in fact, where God does not speak, he wills us to be free. And more than just willing us to be free, adds his promises to back our play, to bless us, to work all things out for the good of those who love him.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon, August the 5th, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Wilhelm Torgerson. He was our guest talking about women's ordination in the German context. Here's his call to end the debate on women's ordination once and for all.
All the arguments have been exchanged. I think it's time now for the seminary faculties, St. Louis, Fort Wayne, Edmonton, St. Catharines, and Oberursel, to get together, the five seminaries of our two churches, to finally get together and wrap this thing up. We cannot keep going like this. Can you imagine what kind of energy this takes away from our ministry in Germany? I was pastor in Berlin for 10 years. Somebody the other day called it the world's capital of atheism. Well, can you imagine what a small church like ours in Germany is wasting time talking about internal disputes instead of getting out there and confronting people with the gospel of Christ? And by the way, women's ordination is then just one of the issues that has arisen in the modern church, even in some of the confessional Lutheran churches. It just doesn't stop at women's ordination. They continue the whole same-gender marriage issue and that sort of thing. It is, in fact, in the end, a question of what authority does the gospel of Christ have in the church today?
1-877-623-6943 to vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Wilhelm Torgerson. Let's end the women's ordination debate. 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton, on so-called Christian terrorism.
It's not just Muslims who can be led by their doctrine to walk into a mall with dynamite strapped to their chest. But it also reminds us that when Muslim radicals do that, they are actually most consistently acting upon the views that Islam officially teaches. When Christians, quote-unquote Christians, those who might call themselves Christians, do something like that, they are clearly acting against the primary source documents, the canon, the constitution of the religion they profess. That's a huge difference, and Anders Breivik is a great example of someone who has deeply distorted. He's not acting out the principles of Christianity. He has deeply distorted it, as many nominal Christians have in the past, and he is acting out consistently that confusion of Christ and culture that depleted so many generations of Christianity of its greater resources.
All right, that was soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton, on so-called Christian terrorism. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, and vote there as well. Soundbite number four comes from Chris Roseborough. Get ready to vote. Chris is talking about the perfect obedience of Jesus.
You better be perfect, and if you're not, then you're a wretched sinner, and God has every right to throw you into hell. And it's like, yikes, that's pure law designed to kill you, designed to take your self-righteousness and leave it as basically a smoldering hulk that's completely unusable, to drive you to your knees and realize, as Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you cannot be saved. And it's like, well, my righteousness can't surpass that of the Pharisees. I'm not even trying as hard as they are. Right. And Jesus' righteousness does surpass that of the Pharisees, and Jesus' righteousness is completely perfect, and his righteousness is sinless and spotless, and it's given to you as a gift. You cannot add to perfection. His perfect righteousness is imputed to you the same way your sins were imputed to him when he was on the cross.
All right, we're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 5th of August. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote gets an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. We'll take your votes on the other side of the break, and this break is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. You can email your vote to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page right now and vote for one of the four sound bites that we've laid before you that you've listened to, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, God's Will and Scripture Alone. Soundbite number two, Pastor Wilhelm Torgerson, Let's End the Women's Ordination Debate Right Now. Soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton on Christian terrorism. Or soundbite number four, Chris Roseborough on the perfect obedience of Jesus. Your votes for soundbite of the week here on Issues Etc. after this.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 5th. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you, our listeners. Now, if you call and vote, you get to go first, or we at least put you in a line that will put you first in front of the other voters. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also send your vote to us via email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first this week from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to have to put in for soundbite number 4, just because I think it tears to the absolute heart of what Lutheran belief and doctrine is, and what, for lack of a nicer phrase, way of phrasing it, what the rest of modern-day Christianity ought to look towards as our belief system. It's Christ's perfection that saves our terminally imperfect selves.
Chris, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Always like to hear from folks up there. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up next from Illinois, here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Soundbites 2 and 4 are my favorites this week. So honorable mention goes to Pastor Torgerson for showing us that we have the message straight and calling us to get the message out, much like President A.L. Berry did. My vote goes to Chris Roseborough because he got the message straight in a soundbite and gets the message out in more ways than one. In fact, Pirate Christian Radio is the reason I can play Soundbite of the Week live.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois, Scott. Judy is listening in Delaware. Judy, thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you. I vote for Willem Torgerson on the women's ordination debate, and the reason is because he's right. Let's put this to rest. The people who are arguing in favor of it act as if there's some type of new revelation that conservative biblicists haven't considered, and that somehow they're going to win the day with some new argument. But we know that truth has already been revealed in Scripture, so just stop whining and get over it.
Well, thank you very much, Judy, and thanks for listening in Delaware. I think we haven't heard from Delaware in quite some time. Elaine in Winnipeg, Indiana, says she's voting for soundbite number 2 because it is time to realize that this goes against Scripture, that is the ordination of women, and there really should be no debate about it, in my opinion. If you allow this, sooner or later, more Scripture will be changed to suit someone or society. The word of the Lord does not change, and that is the standard that should be kept. I wish. Elaine, thanks for listening in Indiana. Albert listens in Mission Viejo, California. He says he's voting for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeremy Rohde on God's will and Scripture alone. It was an excellent interview, and the soundbite you selected summarizes well the fact that many evangelicals give lip service to sola scriptura while practically running circles around it. Albert, thank you very much for listening in California. It was an excellent interview, by the way, Pastor Jeremy Rohde. Wow, amazing. Matt in Rochester, New York says, I vote for soundbite number 4, Chris Roseborough. I've witnessed firsthand how application, in other words, our obedience, has replaced Christ's obedience. It wasn't until I listened to Issues, etc., that I realized it wasn't just Christ's death imputed to me. His perfect life was as well. I guess instead of the act of obedience of Christ, it is the act of obedience of my decision in evangelicalism, which is never comforting. Smartest listeners in radio, thanks for listening in New York. Teresa listens in Canada. She says, my vote is for Pastor Torgerson, a brave defender of Orthodox Christianity in continental Europe. Part of Satan's wicked tactic in women's ordination is to kick up a fierce dust storm, to frighten the faithful, and to divide Christ's flock. Satan's tempest distracts our eyes from Christ. As Torgerson said, when the question of women's ordination eclipses the preaching of the gospel, the devil wins. In his mercy, the holy God of Israel has already answered this quote-unquote open question. If only we have ears to hear. Very good. Thanks for listening in Canada, Teresa. Herman is calling from Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Hi, and I'm voting for number 2, Pastor Wilmer Torgerson. I believe his call to end the debate would focus on the necessary issues that have led to this question in the first place, and the issues need to be brought out and seen and set right biblically.
Well, thank you very much, Herman. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Eric listens in Pennsylvania. He votes for Dr. Mike Horton. That would be soundbite number 3. He says, because it is really important that Christians are informed about this negative effects of civil religion. And before Issues, etc., the White Horse Inn was my favorite radio program. Well, Eric, thank you. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Kathy listens in St. Charles, Missouri. She voted for soundbite number 1, Jeremy Rohde. I've seen someone in my family struggle with knowing God's will. This person asks me to pray for God's secret and hidden will for their life. My response was that there is neither secret nor hidden. If it is to love God and love our neighbor, and we are so wrongly taught, they were so wrongly taught in their church that the truth did not seem to reach. Very sorry for this, and I watched how this false teaching destroyed this person and this person's family. It is more damaging than many would suspect. You're quite right, Kathy. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Frank in Illinois says, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, soundbite number 1, God's will in Scripture alone. Fantastic topic on debunking the false teaching of limiting freedom where Scripture is silent. Also brought out that you did not choose wrong, or that this included your wife after all. Freedom versus bondage and oppression, and where Scripture is silent, false teachings are vocal. Wow, that's a good way of putting it, Frank. Thanks for listening in Illinois. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for August is called Behold the Lamb. It's all about rightly understanding and explaining in scriptural terms Christian symbolism, like the cross, the symbols for the Trinity, the dove, the lamb, all of those things, and the Issues, Etc., book of the month for August. If you ever wondered what one of these symbols really means and its scriptural roots, it's written by Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and it's a great resource. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. It's all over the website. Or you can call and order Behold the Lamb from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Josh in Kentucky says, I'm voting for Chris Roseborough. Although all of them are good, Chris's directly points to people to Christ and him crucified for our sins. When all of them are good, I have to go with whether they use the direct approach versus implying it. All right, Josh, thanks for listening in Kentucky. And Aubrey in Fort Collins, Colorado, votes for number 2, Pastor Torgerson, because this is the most urgent matter that we as Christians must address. These internal struggles and debates are taking so much away from what should be our first and foremost concern, getting God's word out to those who are in desperate need of it. How can we reach out with the scriptures to others when we can't even agree on what God commands in our own churches? Aubrey, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Colorado. That makes soundbite number 2, Pastor William Torgerson. Let's end the women's ordination debate, Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week this week.
All the arguments have been exchanged. I think it's time now for the seminary faculties, St. Louis, Fort Wayne, Edmonton, St. Catharines, and Oberursel to get together, the 5 seminaries of our 2 churches, to finally get together and wrap this thing up. We cannot keep going like this. Can you imagine what kind of energy this takes away from our ministry in Germany. I was pastor in Berlin for 10 years. Somebody the other day called it the world's capital of atheism. Well, can you imagine what a small church like ours in Germany is wasting time talking about internal disputes instead of getting out there and confronting people with the gospel of Christ? And by the way, women's ordination is then just one of the issues that has arisen in the modern church, even in some of the confessional Lutheran churches. It just doesn't stop at women's ordination. They continue the whole same-gender marriage issue and that sort of thing. It is, in fact, in the end, a question of what authority does the gospel of Christ have in the church today?
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Thanks to everybody who voted. Special thanks to Judy in Delaware. We're going to send you the LPR bundle package. If you would send us first your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Again, thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind, especially during the challenging summer months. When you go to church this weekend, hand out some of the Issues Etc. business cards or post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer at your church's bulletin board. You can find them both at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. They're right in the middle of the page. You can print them off, put them up, print them off, cut them up, carry them around, give them out. Monday on Issues Etc. we'll begin a five-part series with Dr. Ken Bailey on interpreting parables. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.